Norwood Teague says the VCU men's basketball team's historic season this year was not something that happened overnight, and that years of proper planning and development put the team in a position it needed to win.
Two things happened at VCU on a basketball and kind of athletic side that set us apart. One was we built the Siegel Center in 1999, and that was a dramatic transformation for us as a program, as an athletic department, even as a university and as a city, because you can't believe the events we have in there. The Siegel Center was built, was big for us as a university, but especially as a basketball program. And then getting more specific, in the early 2000s, the hiring of Jeff Capel, I always look at as kind of a seminal moment for what we did. He was a Duke graduate, as many of you know, and had success there. And it kind of got us on this coaching trail of really hiring these very talented young guys to come in.
The team's selection to the Final Four made a remarkable financial impact on the school.
We made more as a university in 2 weeks during March at our bookstore than we did the entire year before. And we're still selling a lot. I swear I see Final Four shirts 13 a day on campus. And that's really neat for school spirit and pride. What does it mean going forward? It means we better capitalize on it. We've got to grow, we've got to raise money, and we've got to do the things that we need to do to continue to use this as something that will help the university and help athletics moving forward.
Teague remains optimistic about the team's continued success in the coming season.
We're going to be really young but really talented. Shock is a very good recruiter. We'll be fine. We have one senior. We'll be very young. We'll be better as the year goes on.
The athletic director also believes that the exponential growth of the university and athletics department have ensured that a football team will be in VCU's future.
It'll happen someday. If the economy was better, it'd happen a lot quicker. I do think the Final Four threw a little water on that for a short period of time. As a school as large as we are, we are going to have to do it at some point. It is very, very expensive. And there's a thing called Title IX where you have to equate your women's sports with your men's sports. We'd have to add at least three women's sports to offset football. It's something, though, that we're studying very hard right now.
In the near term, Teague says the Siegel Center will see a new club seating deck, which will include suites and other entertainment areas, as well as a new practice gym for the men's and women's basketball teams. He says the school is also very interested in the possibility of assuming control of City Stadium near Carytown, which was vacated in 2009 by the University of Richmond.
It's so close to campus, and we are a landlocked institution, both from, you know, a building standpoint for academics and housing, but also athletically. And it's something that we are continuing to discuss with the city. But I think also we want to be cognizant of that neighborhood and do things that neighborhood would want. If we come in there and really take hold of that stadium, I think it would be something that the neighborhood would enjoy because it would be a community group doing community things. I think the mayor's got a lot of different options that he's got to look at, and they tend to kind of come and go as far as their viability, it seems like. But we're always here, and, you know, we're not going anywhere, and we want it for our kids and for the community, and I hope people know that.
Norwood Teague previously served as the Associate Athletics Marketing Director for the University of North Carolina. He's led the VCU Athletic Department since 2006. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Richmond.